This course, Why We Hold to the King James Bible 2023 edition, is one of the Way of Life Bible College courses. Each course has a textbook, a syllabus to guide the teacher or individual student through the course, review questions, sectional tests, final test, and the test scores. And many of the courses have video classes and PowerPoints. And that's the case with this new edition of Why We Hold to the King James Bible. We are video recording 17 sessions that will be the class sessions for this course. And also, we have a 450-slide PowerPoint called The Unmatched Heritage of the King James Bible, tracing history of the English Bible from the Wycliffe to the King James Bible, and all the major ones in between. Very extensive PowerPoint, photos taken from prominent museums, and extensive on-site research that we've done in all the major locations pertaining to the history of the English Bible, especially John Wycliffe, his life, William Tyndale, and the King James translators in England. These courses are available at the Way of Life website. There is a whole section on the courses. It's easy to find. I wanted to mention the student assignments for this new course. And number one, first of all, we urge you to prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. We urge you to test our course, any of our teaching. First of all, by the Word of God, and secondly, test the quotations that we use. We're careful to document the sources of our quotations so that the student can check them. And as far as student assignments, we would mention, secondly, that you memorize the following verses, and we have a list of verses, memory verses, here in the textbook. Number three, write the first three chapters of the Gospel of John by hand, and then count the mistakes and see what sort they are. And so you're going to be your own biblical scribe for those three chapters and your own textual critic, so to speak. In a class setting, if a number of people do that assignment, it will become evident that normal copying errors can be corrected with relative ease simply by comparing the manuscripts. If a word is omitted by one student, then it's going to become obvious because it's going to be in the other manuscripts. And if a student is malicious and tries to add something or change something of his own volition, then that's going to be evident too, by comparing copies. And that shows how a reasonable textual criticism has worked through the centuries in regard to scribal errors and such things. Number four, student assignments. Compare the following verses in the King James Bible and two modern versions of your choice, not counting the New King James Version. And we give a list of these verses that we ask you to compare. Number five, study the textbook with concentration. As students, we have to learn how to study, and we have to learn how to concentrate and focus our attention. Our minds naturally tend to be lazy. And so pay attention to the outline. Outlines are important. When you start reading a book, look at the outline, get the outline in your mind and the overview of the book. And that's true for individual sections. All through major sections of this course, we give the outline of that section. So don't skip over that. Stop. Get that outline in your mind, and it helps you understand what you're reading and focus your attention. Also, jot down any questions you have and seek to find the answers, and that also helps focus your attention. And we refer here to a major source of answers for questions on this subject, and that is the Bible Version Question Answer Database, which is available as a free ebook at the Way of Life website. Also, try to anticipate the questions that will be asked on the review questions and in the test. As you read through, as you go through the course, as you take it, and that again will help focus your mind, keep your attention, and it will help prepare you for the test, and it will help you capture the main things you need to capture. Number six, go through the review questions. And in our courses, the review questions are a major part of the learning process. And we spend a lot of time, we put a lot of work into developing those review questions. But they are designed to draw the students' attention to the most important points of the lessons and to help him remember the answers. And so, first of all, you go through the review questions for a section and do your best, without referencing the textbook, try your best to answer them. That will show you what you've gotten so far from the course. Then go back and textbook and find the answers to the questions you could not answer. And then go back and use the review question answer sheet and see where you stand as far as the review questions. The review questions prepare you for the test, because the test come from the review questions. And so if you're taking this course privately as an individual student, you need to find someone to administer and grade the test for you. It is a major part of the learning process. If you just read this book, for example, you're going to get something depending on how much you focus your attention, how much you know how to read properly and capture things. But you're not going to get very much. If you take this as a course, you're going to get much, much more. And so this is the system that we have. The sectional tests are called from the sectional review questions, and the final test is called from the sectional test. And then we mentioned, for additional study on this subject, we recommend many books, but the top three would be the King James Version Defended by Edward F. Hills, who had a PhD in textual criticism from Harvard University and rejected what he was taught because he was a Bible believer and he refused to approach this subject on anything other than faith in God's Word. And then we recommend True or False, edited by David Otis Fuller. David Otis Fuller published three books, edited three books and published them. And this is, in our opinion, the most important one, because this one gives quotes from John Burgon's writings, which very few people have read. Magnificent teaching on this subject, and yet very little known. And so David Otis Fuller took some very special excerpts from John Burgon's books and put it in True and False. And there's other things there as well that are very important in that book. And then the book Touch Not the Unclean Thing by David Sorensen. We recommend those for further research, and we do recommend further reading and further research. This subject is very important. It is a subject that must be, the churches must be well educated in if we're going to stand. There's a fierce attack upon the Bible and its underlying text, and an attempt to turn Bible-believing churches away from it. And so we're going to have to be well-educated if we're going to stand. We're going to have to educate the young people. We're going to have to educate each generation. The pastors are going to have to be very, very educated in this subject if we're going to stand.